The mouth of a strange woman or man is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. Abhorred of the Lord. I always had a question. God, why does one preacher fall and not another? Why have two preachers in this church gone off with the secretary and swapped wives in years past? And I could get even closer, but I don't need to do that. With personal experience in my own family, not with me, but family. And I thought, God, why did you keep me and not them? Why did you help me? Because, I mean, we're all tempted. Come on now. We're going to be real with it or keep it real? The closer you walk with Jesus, the more the enemy's going to tempt you. Because he's trying to get you to fall. He's trying to mar the image. He's trying to pull you from your steadfastness. And I may know he'll use people around you to help you to weaken you. Especially if they've already fallen, they're already in the ditch. They want to pull you in the ditch. Because it's no fun. Misery loves company. So they'll start fighting with you, so you start fighting. Come on. They don't have the victory. They're blowing it. They want you to blow it. They want you to blow your core, you know, blow your lid. And then they get kind of happy, kind of satisfied. Well, you know, you're so good. You're a Christian. And, yeah, you love God. And look at how you, look what you just said. See, they don't want to talk about how they just cussed you out. They want to talk about how they acted with you. How many of you ever work with people who call themselves Christians? If that's a Christian, good God, deliver me from the heathen. Amen. Jesus. Why does one escape and one not? Why does one have an affair and the other one doesn't? You ever thought about that? Well, one's stronger than the other. I don't think so. Especially in sexual stuff. Sex is powerful. I mean, we have four appetites. We have the appetite for God. We have the appetite for food. We have the appetite for sex. And we have the appetite for things. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Those are not bad appetites. But how many know usually the God appetite is not at the top that I just mentioned? Huh? Usually the God appetite is on the bottom. Either food is at the top, or sex is at the top, or things are at the top, or they're all pretty close together. But the God appetite is, well, yeah. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Huh? How come they're not thirsty? How come they're not hungry? Because they're eating the slop of this world. That's why. You can't eat the slop that comes on your TV so many hours a day in a week and expect to live a godly life. Come on. And you're not going to be hungry for God. You done fed your soul, your emotions, your feelings with so much, and your spirit, you just kind of, ugh, yuck. Because see, your soul will go either way. Your soul will go the flesh way or go the spirit way. It's however you take it. Your soul is your emotions, your feelings. Your spirit is your mind, your conscience, your intellect. Which one goes which way? Your soul is saying, go the right way. Come on, man. Come on, woman. And the flesh is saying, nah, don't do that. This is better over here. Amen. That'll satisfy over here. That'll make you feel good. They don't love you anyway. They don't know how you, they're not meeting your needs. They're not, come on, dirty devil. If God loves you, he'll keep you from falling. God answered the question with that. He said, he that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. You know what that told me? And when you read the deal, it's those that are into something in their life that God abhors. Something wrong, something that people keep doing. I don't care if it's a preacher or who it is. And God says, he that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. If you continue to resist the Holy Ghost, resist hearing God, I guarantee you God will let you fall into that. And then you will suffer the consequences. I'm not saying you're going to hell. I'm just saying you're going to suffer the consequences. Whereas one escapes, one is caught. I'd rather escape, wouldn't you? Pray that you enter not in temptation. That's one of the reasons I pray. Huh? There's got to be some reward. I mean, even a dog you give a bone to when he does something good. God's not stupid. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Come on. We can't just seek him here and here, hodgepodge. Sunday morning, forget him all during the week. Pray that you don't enter into temptation. God, keep me from falling. Keep me from doing that. Help me before I get in it and have to get out the ditch. Because the disaster and the loss that occurs from that. Amen. How many preachers have fallen from their place? You can think of some of the real names have never really risen back to the place God had given them. Jesus, help us. Amen. Is there something you're doing that God abhors?